RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning, time for another Perigo's Perspective here at RCR. Lindsay is with us. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Paul.
What's been happening, Lindsay?
Well, I got quite a lot of reaction to the song with which we ended last week. So much
yes.
So, in fact, I'm proposing that we play it again, because that's what everyone wants us to do.
I watched the texts and emails come in immediately following you playing that. And they flooded in. So I think you struck something there.
Yes, well, we shall try to strike it again this morning. I did want to ask you one thing before we get into it.
Sure.
Having heard a lot of your interview with the monkeypox fellow, is this going to be the next pretext for lockdowns and compulsory vaccines?
Who knows, Lindsay? But going on what we've already experienced, you can never rule it out. Boy, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't really. But if it's not mpox, monkeypox, could be mosquitoes. Take your pick, you know.
Yeah, I think the point he made, which is rather sinister, is that it appears everything's in place for a repeat performance.
Yep. Yeah,
and I think that would be most inadvisable.
I think he termed it on the road or the path to medical fascism.
Yes, yes. Well, we've seen that. That would be deja vu.
We're already there. Okay. All right, Lindsay. Well, I think we better kick on. Floor is yours.
Okay. First and foremost this week, by overwhelming popular demand, I'm going to revisit the place at which we ended last week. So positive was the feedback. Amanda wrote, "I was wetting my pants, laughing. Best way to start a beautiful day." Dale, "What a great way to start the day with a huge belly laugh." Anonymous, "That song was hilarious. They will probably arrest us in a few years for downloading that. Thank goodness for RCR." Beth, "Lindsay knocked it out of the park this morning to infinity and beyond. Loved it." Dave, "We're all mental now. Love it, Lindsay. Play it again, Sam." Jan, "Please could you replay 'We're All Far Right Now'? It was hilarious." Sharon, "Lindsay Perigo, never stop. I look forward to your opinion every Thursday, and today was no exception. The song had me roaring with laughter. Who was it?" Well, Sharon, it was Dominic Frisby, libertarian comedian and commentator from Britannistan, member of the Brexit Party, precursor to the Reform Party. He has a YouTube channel called Dominic Frisby, that's F-R-I-S-B-Y, Dominic Frisby Comedy Videos, which miraculously has not been taken down by woke fascist Google. So I'm going to end today with his very naughty self-confessed hate speech. That'll be at the conclusion today. But right now, by popular request, "We're All Far Right Now."
Polite and smart and punctual, it once was good to be. You answered for your actions, and a woman was a she. You'd stand up for your people, if needs be, even fight. But now, if you uphold such values, then you are far right.
Oh, we're all far right now, we're all far right now. Peterson, Rogan, Shapiro, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. We worship Mussolini, his portrait's in the loft. Must say Twitter, Heil Hitler, we're all far right now. Oh, you say you're in the middle, a moderate individual, a Gladstonian liberal. You once laughed at Donald Trump, you're probably a fascist too. There once was a great speaker called Martin Luther King. Said character's what matters, not the colour of your skin. But conduct doesn't count now, just your identity. If you should ever question this, you're racist, obviously. Oh, we're all racist now, we're all racist now. off to the gallows we must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Worse than Winston Churchill, worse than Enoch Powell, Ku Klux Klan and Jimmy Fallon, we're all racist now. Oh, the countryside is racist, dogs and cats are racist, eating meat is racist, Black Lives Matter's even racist. Do you know what's also racist? You. Found out I am dyslexic, I thought I was just thick. My son, he is dyspraxic, I'd presumed he was a dick. My mother is bulimic, my mate's got OCD. My girlfriend is bipolar, that gives me anxiety. Oh, we're all mental now, we're all mental now. Off to the madhouse we must go. La 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 la. Nutty as a fruitcake, demented and deranged. Cuckoo, psycho, wacko, loco, we're all mental now. Oh my, what is coming next? What is coming next? What is coming next? Oh my, what is coming next? We're probably all pedos too. Dirty little pedo, hanging round the Lido, with your little speedos, far right.
Part of the fun of YouTube is reading the comments. Among those on this video, we are not far right, we are just right, so far. This is exactly what is happening in every Anglo nation right now. You could play this in London, New York, Toronto and Sydney, and everyone could relate. Yes, and Wellington. This should be the anthem for 2024. It's okay, everyone. The BBC fact-checkers said none of this is in fact true. This song rings so true to me. For quite a while now, I've been thinking that when the news says far right, they just mean normal people. I doubt I would qualify as normal, but a bit of normalcy would be nice in these times of Trump derangement syndrome. Commie Lala squawked Trump's name 16 times during her acceptance speech at the DNC. She's now trying to worm her way out of the debate with Orange, scheduled for September 10 on fake news ABC, having already declined his challenge to debate on Fox on September the 5th. She's demanding the rules be changed, rules already agreed upon by her, and the rules observed during the CNN debate with Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard. Each candidate's microphone is to be muted while the other candidate is speaking. That was insisted upon by the Biden camp to protect him from interjections. It's actually what did him in, because he had to speak for 2 minutes uninterrupted, and he couldn't do it. It was the first time television audiences, apart from Fox's, got to see Beijing's dementia in unambiguous terms. Commie Lala has equal difficulties speaking coherently, spontaneously, for 2 minutes, and she doesn't have the excuse of dementia, though delirium might be valid. So she's asking for that rule to be dropped. Open mics at all times. Please, Donald, interrupt me so I don't have to finish a thought. And I get to do my I'm speaking routine.
He said because the president wanted people to remain calm.
Well, let's get
to that. No, but Susan, this is important.
Susan, I
want to add, but if, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
weigh
speaking.
In.
Yep. Yeah, let's talk about packing the court then. Let's talk about
Please.
The fact. Yeah, I'm about to. $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
It'd be important if you said the truth. Yes.
If you don't mind letting me finish, we can Please. Then have a conversation, okay?
Please.
Okay.
I can't wait for a debate. Commie Lala will have to defend the evil legacy of the Beijing-Biden administration, not pretend that Trump has been president these last 3 years. She will have to articulate policies which she is studiously avoiding right now. Her website displays not one single policy, just a donate page. The border czar will have to defend open borders. The vice president will have to defend the treasonous conduct of the Afghanistan withdrawal, where she says she was the last person in the room with Beijing Biden when the decision to pull out the military without first getting out Americans and those who had helped them, and gift a strategic airbase and $83 billion worth of military equipment to those famed upholders of women's rights, the Taliban. That'll be a hard one. 13 American soldiers lost their lives that day after a crazed Muslim suicide attack. Trump, looking every inch like a president, commemorated the third anniversary of the event with those soldiers' parents at Arlington National Cemetery this week. Beijing Biden infamously looked at his watch every time a coffin was unloaded when the bodies were first returned. And while Trump was at Arlington, Beijing snored on a beach. Small wonder, given all the evil she would have to defend, Comey Lala hasn't given a single interview or press conference in over a month, and is only now on the verge of doing one with her running mate, Tampon Tim Wuhan Waltz, on fake news CNN, which is in the tank with her. Not that we'd be any the wiser if she had been doing interviews, necessarily. Her excruciating word salads would have us lunging for the Shiraz. One of the things I look forward to with the return of Orange Man Bad is plain speaking, our contemporary equivalent of Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I got to thinking about who, among our politicians, would be capable of Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Luxon would have kittens at the merest suggestion of such a thing. Seymour would have to run it by the law firm of Franks, Pfizer, Soros, and Schwab, who would undoubtedly say no. Winston would have to hold a referendum first. Hard Labour, the Shoplifters' Party, and Te Party Apartheid would say, Mr. Gorbachev, build the wall higher. And that's the problem. Those latter three parties always state their case unapologetically. They're militant in their evil, commies, proudly. Our lot, we the normal people, are too often we the weasel worders. Disgusting, vile, totalitarian things are never called that. According to weasel worders, they are merely disturbing, troubling, concerning, potentially problematic, or, at best, on a really brave day, unacceptable. Disgusting, vile, totalitarian things should be called disgusting, vile, and totalitarian. Peter Sellers was onto this penchant for word salads and weasel words, this flowery puffery signifying nothing, decades ago, in this spoof of a party political address.
My friends, in the light of present-day developments, let me say right away that I do not regard existing conditions lightly. On the contrary, I have always regarded them as subjects of the gravest responsibility, and shall ever continue to do so. Indeed, I will even go further and state quite categorically that I am more than sensible of the definition of the precise issues which are at this very moment concerning us all. We must build, but we must build surely. Let me say just this. If any part of what I am saying is challenged, then I am more than ready to meet such a challenge. For I have no doubt whatsoever that whatever I may have said in the past or what I am saying now is the exact, literal, and absolute truth as to the state of the case. I put it to you that this is not the time for vague promises of better things to come. Good. For if I were to convey to you a spirit of false optimism, then I should be neither fair to you nor true to myself.
But does this mean, I hear you cry, that we can no longer look forward to the future that is to come? Certainly not.
What about the workers?
What about the workers indeed, sir? Grasp, I beseech you, with both hands. I'm so sorry, I beg your pardon, madam. The opportunities that are offered. Let us assume a bold front and go forward together. Let us carry the fight against ignorance to the far corners of the earth, because it is a fight which concerns us all. And now finally, my friends, in conclusion, let me say just this.
The absence of weasel words among good people is depressingly rare. Therefore, my heart leapt when I heard the former chaplain to Queen Elizabeth reacting to Prince William the Woke's desire not to be head of the Church of England, sorry, Community of England, when he becomes king. Dr. Gavin Ashenden spelled out bravely whom this would benefit.
Islam is not shy, and it's very capable of exercising all its rights. I'm afraid, I think in a school context, this quest to give Islam a particular public place in the life of the school actually is detrimental to other religions. I mean, for example, the arguments in high court are that Muslim students feel ashamed of being a Muslim in the school. Actually, if I was a Jew in that school, I'd feel rather threatened by displays of public Islamic spirituality. So I think we have to ignore the equalities legislation which binds us, if only we could, and actually come to decisions based on the merits of each case. And in this particular case, I don't think that the people pushing the Islamic right at this school are justified.
Mm. Do you think that's something that you can freely say anywhere, Gavin? I think it is a controversial thing to say. Well, we're pleased that you can say it here, because above all else, this channel is about free speech and having the difficult conversations. If you were doing an interview on, say, the BBC, would you find that a difficult position to take?
It's not allowed. We can't say it. I mean, actually, I have quite a lot of experience. I taught Islam at one of our universities. I was part of a multi-faith team, which I ran. I'm really quite well informed. But if I explain, for example, that my Muslim friends say that they came to this country with the explicit intention of within two generations of making it the Islamic Republic of Great Britain, that's what they told me, I'd be accused of being Islamophobic. But Islam tells us that's what it wants to do. The Islamification of the whole of Europe is underway. What's absolutely crazy is that the rest of us aren't allowed to talk about it, or even say, as a Christian, I'd like to say, you know, if you're going to choose a religion, here's why I think Jesus is more attractive than Muhammad, and give some very cogent reasons for it. But you're not allowed even to have the conversation in public, lest, in terms of equalities legislation, you're thought to be being closed-minded about the virtues of what they present. Actually, what we should be being is open-minded and talking about it so that we can evaluate it. And then those who want to be Muslims, let them be so. But we must have a public discussion about the virtues of different religions.
Bravo, Dr. Gavin Ashenden. Now, I don't think any religion has any virtue. All religion requires, as best I can tell, the abandonment of reason and credulous submission to nonsense. But everyone should be free to adhere to any religion of his choosing, as long as he doesn't try to force it on others. Christians don't these days. Muslims do. There's a verse in the Quran that says there's no coercion in religion. Let the followers of Muhammad remember that one. Let there be no coercion in anything, in fact. Which leads us neatly back to Dominic Frisby from his album Libertarian Love Songs.
Sometimes you find yourself with an opinion. That's all it is, a point of view. You ain't gonna kill people with it. You ain't gonna stab someone with your opinion. But it's not the opinion they want you to have. It's not the right opinion. So you keep it to yourself. And they tell you their opinion. You may not even want to hear it, but they tell you. I'm not talking about taxi drivers here, but left-wing comedians. They tell you their opinion. Man, they shove it down your throat. And you say, well, I'm not sure that's right. Could be another side to that. And they look at you, and they say,
you're a far-right racist, homophobe. You're a fascist, you're a sexist, you're a xenophobe. You gammon, you ideologue, you chauvinist. You Tory scum, you capitalist. You're a bigot, you're a wingnut, you're a swivel-eyed loon. And you'll get your freaking justice, you extremist buffoon. You're spreading hate, you're spreading hate, you're spreading hate.
So this guy I met was telling me about Jeremy Corbyn, how he's gonna save the country. And I was like, I'm not convinced about that guy. And he was saying, no, socialism is the best way to help people. And I said, I'm not sure about that either. I'm not sure a lot of people even want helping out. A lot of them just want to be left alone. And he started telling me that these people need helping out, even if they don't know it. And socialism is the way. And I started thinking of places where they tried socialism. Russia, China, Germany had that national socialism thing going on. Cuba, Venezuela ain't working so well today. And I couldn't think of one where it had worked. He said, nope, that wasn't real socialism. And I said, are you sure? And he looked at me, and he said,
you're a far-right racist, homophobe. You're a fascist, you're a sexist, you're a xenophobe. You patriarch, you're biphobic, transphobic, Islamophobic. I'm offended by your views, you should do a lot of time. Having wrong opinions is a hate crime. You're spreading hate, you're spreading hate, you're spreading hate.
So I went for a drink in that place, Wetherspoons. And there was this girl outside with a loudhailer telling people that they shouldn't go in since that guy, Tim Martin, the owner, came out in favor of Brexit. She said, if you go into Wetherspoons, you are funding hate. And I said, it's only £3.50 a pint. I ain't funding that much hate. And I said, I'm part Italian. I've seen the youth unemployment in Southern Europe, and I don't support that. You might not be such a good thing. Big government, big corporations, big tech. For me, it's all part of the same problem. And I think decisions are better made locally. And she looked at me, and she said,
you're a far-right racist, homophobe. You're a fascist, you're a sexist, you're a xenophobe. Your views are so bad, your views are so wrong. I'm having a meltdown, I just can't carry on. You're literally Hitler, you're literally him. You must be excommunicated for this wrong thing. You're spreading hate, you're spreading hate, you're spreading hate. Mental explosion!
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.